Portage. That's a tough job. That means you're picking up your canoe and you're crossing land to get into the next body of water. I like the feel of that song. There are many songs written about the boundary waters, but that one kind of captured the spirit of what it's all about. This is WGN. Thanks for joining us in honor of America's 250th birthday. Each one of us is highlighting something we love about America. Bob Surratt is going to highlight American writers and composers. John Williams is going to do a series explaining the Bill of Rights with Clay Jenkins. Landecker is highlighting the best celebrations in our country's history. And for me, it's highlighting national parks. I think they're the most beautiful places in our country, mostly free or at a price that everyone can afford. So between now and the 4th of July, our 250th birthday, I would say a couple times a week, you're going to hear us talk about national parks on this show. There are 63 national parks in America, and I thought I'd start with one that you could literally get in your car today, and you'd be there for sunrise tomorrow morning. It's about a 10-hour drive to get to Voyageurs National Park. Of course, that is in Minnesota. That is among the boundary waters in between America and Canada, and it has been occupied by humans for nearly 10,000 years. In fact, exploring that area, you will see art that was left behind by some of those early inhabitants. So it's 500 islands, 655 miles of undeveloped shoreline. It's water-based. So as you know, as she just said, there's no motors, there's no motorboats allowed in Voyageurs or in, well, you can get on Rainy Lake in a motorboat. I have fished Rainy Lake, but once you get into the boundary waters, it's by paddle only. So the park was first proposed in 1891 by the Minnesota legislature. They had a resolution requesting that the president create a national park. Then it still wasn't done. That was 1891. It didn't get signed into law as a park that was created by this country until President Richard Nixon did it on January 8th, 1971. So, my gosh, it took almost 81 years to get that accomplished. And one of the people that was really fighting for it from the late 60s on was Senator Walter Mondale. Of course, he's a Minnesotan. He was a strong advocate for the creation of Voyageurs National Park. Voyageurs National Park, of course, taking the word, the French word, voyageur, meaning traveler, and turning it into a national park, because that's where the journey began, through those interconnected waterways over 250 years ago. And the waterways are one of the most important segments of the fur trade that was used to the Great Northwest. So you'll still see signs of Native Americans, their input, their part of it, fur traders, homesteaders, logging, mining, commercial fishing, all scattered throughout the park. But 40% of the park's area is water. And there are three, maybe four main lakes up there. I've been lucky enough to fish on Rainy Lake, and I swear, you guys, you can jig up there and you'll pull walleye. I think we caught something like 57 walleye among the four of us in 1 hour. It's just so sparse and so beautiful. It's the only place in America I've seen a moose or a wolf. And a lot of people visit. They said in 2023, almost 250,000 people visited. Only about 61,000 spend the night, but it brings in over $20 million to that area. There is no entrance fee. Like many national parks, it is absolutely free, but there are parking fees, $35 per vehicle or $80 for an annual pass. But I'm telling you what, you want to see wolves and bear everywhere, moose, birds of prey, you will find it in Voyageurs National Park. Main access by boat. Many people snowmobile, ski, or snowshoe up there. And I found one way that in researching this, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. They rely on volunteers. And last year, 120 people contributed over 15,000 hours of service to the park. They basically keep the visitor centers open. They maintain the facilities. They do research. They assist in website work, and they help out behind the scenes. And when you do that, if you go to volunteer.gov, many times housing is available for selected volunteers if you're willing to contribute 32 hours per week. Well, I'm thinking if you want to go up there and spend a week, put the 32 hours in and your housing is free. So that's our focus today. Give it a search. Look into it. Like I said, about 10, 12 hours, you can just drive north and end up in one of the most beautiful national parks in our country. That is Voyageurs National Park in Minnesota.